Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
Hymns for the Road is a fiction podcast that often takes place inside a moving vehicle. Listener discretion is advised while driving. General content warnings are listed in the show notes.
Sure has been a while.
We'll find it, Copper. Don't worry too much.
What if it's not in the same place this year?
It's never in the same place. But we'll get there.
I don't mean the cornfield, Silver.
It doesn't move, Copper. It'll be in the same spot it always is.
We'll get to it. We always do.
We always found our dagger. Some years it took longer than others, but we hadn't missed it yet. I don't remember how we knew what we were looking for, but it was always the same knife, and always in the same place. It was only a matter of getting to that place and getting back out.
So, anybody want to hear a joke? Amber? Silver? Lighten the mood a little bit?
No.
I'm game for a joke.
Okay. So, a dog walks into a bar. They should have kept their eyes open.
I don't get it.
Get it? The dog walked into a bar because their eyes were closed? Huh?
Not your best work, Glass.
Lighten things up, though.
If you can keep that up all night, I'll buy something worth a pint of blood for you at the next Winter House gas station.
Oh, tempting.
You shouldn't joke about that.
Should I tell my dog joke again instead?
No!
Everybody remember the rules for tonight?
Don't talk to them unless they talk to you.
And only say what you have to.
That's the biggest one.
Don't look them in the eyes.
Don't take your mask off.
No singing once we're past the walls.
We've done this enough times, you think?
Obviously.
Getting a little sharp, Amber.
Sorry. I'm just excited.
You're excited?
I like Halloween.
Well, I don't relate to that at all.
Maybe we could read some cards? Pass the time?
I'm not getting anything from them right now. It's just regular art.
What if we just made up our own card reading?
All right, sure. You want to go first? And I'll never get used to that.
Well, here we are, y'all.
And there it is.
We couldn't see it up ahead. You never could. We were driving through a pine forest, dry needles strewn out all over the narrow street. And suddenly, we were shooting out into the field, the spontaneous tree line at our backs. The cornfield. It was a world all on its own, one we could only get into on Halloween night. I don't know if you could reach it outside of a car, but it was endless. A sea of yellowing corn stalks, not a speck of fruit on them as far as the eye could see. Eventually the trees would disappear. We couldn't get back to them either, not until morning. The sky was purple and black and red. The moon orange and unfathomably enormous, like it was hovering just above us, watching. You see the town?
I think so. Look, over there.
Where?
Over this way.
I think you're right.
Anything on the cards now, Glass?
I think my cards might be drunk. Actually?
What?
Well, they're just showing me really blurry close-ups of random objects. I don't know what this is supposed to mean.
What? Let me see.
Sure. Here.
Right. I forgot I can't see
you
them.
You forgot you can't see them?
Well, I'm gonna find somewhere to park. Everybody get your costumes on.
Legend has it that the moss grows on the north side of the trees.
Well, legend has it when the rain comes down, all the worms come up to breathe.
Well, legend has it when the sunbees come, all the plants they eat with the leaves.
Legend has it that the world spins around on an axis of 23 degrees.
But have you heard the story of the rabbit and the moon? Or the cow that hopped the planets while straddling the spoon? Or she who left the mountains while whistling up a tune? And swapped her songs with swallows while riding on a broom?
Out in the cornfield there was a village. 100 little box buildings stacked on top of each other. The exteriors were black and the windows lit up orange gold, but this wasn't the somewhere better. It was the Halloween town. And it stayed at a distance, no matter how fast you drove. It floated on the horizon like a mirage. And you could hear the noise if you opened the windows, but you could never get any closer. Cars weren't welcome there. Humans were, though. And if you wanted to get in, you had to get out and walk.
Everybody feeling all right?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm feeling great.
Ugh, somehow I feel way worse than last year.
You should have thought of that before you developed magic. I'm immune to the bad vibes.
If you got any singing left in your system, get it out now before we get to the gate.
Nope. I feel great.
All right, y'all. Everybody costumed up?
Yep.
I'm gonna bring a spell, just in case.
Which one?
Fire. Just a small one.
What are you planning on setting on fire?
I'm not going to set anything on fire. I just thought it might be a good distraction. Or a light. It's not even that big.
Focus, y'all. We get in, get the dagger, and get out. Then we're home free until the solstice. Go.
It never took long to get there. We couldn't have walked more than a half mile on any given year, but the space seemed so much wider than that. I looked back toward our car after only a few minutes of walking. Even jumping high enough to see over the corn stalks, I could barely see the road, like we'd been walking for hours.
Should we tie ourselves together now, or do we wait until we get closer?
Go ahead, Glass. Now's as good a time as any.
Here, Amber. You're next.
Got it? You got it, Copper?
Yes.
You sure you don't need help with the knot?
I can do the knot just fine.
We gotta hurry, y'all. Night's already half over.
Come listen, all ye fair maids, to how the moral goes.
Nobody knew and nobody knows
how the pobble was robbed of his twice five toes, or how the dawn came to own a luminous nose,
or how the jumblies went to sea and sheep that they rode, and came to shore by the chambly bore where balm trees grow.
Silver was right. The night was already half over. But it was hard to tell how late it actually was, considering the brightness. The whole world was bathed in orange light from that enormous moon. It had the strange quality of lighting everything up only halfway. It tricked your brain into thinking you could see perfectly, but every object cast a shadow that looked a bit too much like it was moving on its own. And after only a few more minutes, we arrived under the wrought iron arch, the gateway into town. We're here.
Mask on, y'all.
Sooner we get in, the sooner we can get out.
Don't stay past sunrise.
You know, that would be a lot easier if there were any indication of what time it is.
The moon moves. You just have to watch it closely.
Lead the way, Gladys.
If you wore a mask, the folk couldn't tell you were human. Everybody's a monster in there. We weren't the only humans, either. Lots of people come here to get their own solstice items for their own places. Not that I could tell who was human. The party couldn't even tell each other apart. That's why we were tied together. As we passed under the gate, my friends distorted in front of my eyes. I knew it was an illusion, and one that would dissipate if any of us lost our masks, but it always made my heart drop to see them all replaced by things. Large, impossibly shaped, far from human things.
Let's find our haunted house.
Is that Amber?
Yep.
Ugh, jeez. I can't even look directly at you. Makes my head hurt.
Speech to a minimum, y'all.
Sounds like somebody took their mask off.
Not the first one, either. Look, over there.
Is that a body?
What else could it be?
They don't usually just let them lie in the street like that, though.
Who knows? Strange rules we'll never understand.
Guys?
Yeah?
That was the first time I saw them, just a ways away from the body. A figure standing about 100 feet behind us. A human-shaped figure. The most human I could see at all. The folk don't usually bother with looking human here, but this one was just standing there, in plain black clothes and a stark white mask of a goat's head. I thought it was an illusion, or my imagination, because I looked away for a moment, and they were gone.
Nothing. I'm just, you know.
Yeah, darling. We know.
Good evening.
Good evening to you as well.
Little small, aren't we?
Hey, I just like squeezing into small spaces this time of year.
Some of them are awfully difficult to climb into, I will admit.
Enjoy the evening. Well, that was something.
Let's just keep going. What we were looking for, what we had to find every year, was inside one of the buildings. We knew from experience that they would stay standing when you went inside, even the ones that seemed barely held upright by posts and wires. The folk didn't hold back in the Halloween town. They'd eat you if they caught you, or worse. The winters liked to pull you apart and hang up the pieces of you from the roofs. Sometimes the pieces were still alive. The summers liked to trick you into staying past sunrise, when the gate into the cornfield would close, and you would have to wait another year to get back out. I don't think anybody ever made it that long.
Anybody care to do the honors?
Me, I want to do it.
You're a freak, Amber.
Better than being terrified. Here we go. Ding dong.
Folk vanished into a crack in the floor. No doubt they'd catch up to that poor bastard soon. Whatever solstice item they were looking for, they wouldn't need it now. I could see out the thin window by the door, but I couldn't see which way they went. I couldn't tell if glass had lied, but what I could see was the figure in the goat mask, standing still in the shifting crowd. Blink wooden eyes staring right at me.
We'd better hurry.
Yep, yep, yep.
We climbed through the house. It smelled like burnt sugar and smoke, the stale dustiness of autumn air, and just the faintest metal tang of blood. I didn't remember what normal fall looked like. Before everything Silver said, a lot of things were similar. The stairwell was narrow. So narrow we couldn't have walked two across, and at our regular sizes at that. But I suppose the things in here don't really pay attention to the bounds of space and time. I think those are more like abstract concepts to them.
There's the room.
Yes! Guys, slow down!
Where's the dagger?
Maybe it fell off? We can look for it.
It was right here, Glass. Look, there's still an indent on the pillow.
It's always right here. Where did it go?
Chill out, Copper. We'll find it.
No.
What?
No. We need to go. We'll figure something else out.
What? We need that knife, Silver. We're screwed if we don't have it.
Listen, every human here looking for their own thing had to find out about theirs somehow. We'll find out about a new one.
Silver, we're not gonna make it through winter without it.
Glass, somebody's trying to make sure we stay here and look for it. Somebody's trying to keep us from getting back out on time. We need to go.
Body, huh? There's another dead body in the corner.
There's lots of dead bodies, Amber.
No, a whole intact body. Like the one we saw on the street. Look at this. It looks like they've just been stabbed.
Sure does. Same thing will happen to us if we don't.
Silver, it's Halloween. Since when does a folk just stab someone and leave them? They never do stuff that simple. The agony is the whole point tonight.
Their mask is still on.
Somebody can see through the masks.
We gotta go.
Okay, yeah.
Copper, come on!
The goat figure was behind the house, looking up through the window.
Come on, Copper.
Hurry, y'all, hurry!
Hurry! You're going too fast! Wait, guys!
Come on!
The knot! It's coming loose!
Something ran into me, and I was on the ground. I stood up, as quickly as I could, making sure my mask was secure on my face.
Wait!
My party disappeared into the crowd.
Wait.
I was alone, surrounded by creatures, maybe people, most likely not. I couldn't even look for them. The shifting forms and barely decipherable illusions meant that I wouldn't even recognize my friends if I saw them. As I looked for anything familiar, I stumbled back, clutching the slash across my arm. The pain rang through my nerves like an electric shock. Blood slid out between my fingers and behind me. The figure in the goat mask. I ran. I passed another body, a stab wound in the chest, bleeding into the street. But I knew the way I came. I knew where the gate was. Or maybe I didn't.
Where is it?
I suppose it was my own fault. It's arrogance to think you would know where anything is in this world, so I ran. I ran until I couldn't. Until I met with a smooth stone wall, almost 20 feet high.
No.
I was bleeding. And I didn't have much to stop it. They would be able to smell it soon. Fresh blood. They'd be on me like a swarm of wasps. I knew it was going to hurt, but fire was the only spell I had.
Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go. One, two.
I knew how to cauterize a wound properly. Silver taught me. This is not the right way to do it, but a little melted skin is better than being torn apart. But even after replacing the smell of blood with the smell of burnt flesh, I wasn't safe. I hadn't escaped the person in the goat mask.
You! Why aren't you joining the party? You're being awfully rude right now, you know?
They drew something out from the waistband of their pants. A knife.
Hey, that's
our knife. Our sacrificial dagger, the one we needed for the winter solstice ritual. The one we wouldn't survive without. Blood dripping red from the ragged tip of it. They lunged. The person swung at me, missed, and I kicked their leg out from under them. I had a moment. I could wrench the knife away from them and run. Try to make it to the gate on my own. But I didn't.
That's mine!
I don't know what happened to me. Of course there are places that bend the way you think on Halloween. In this place, even otherwise benevolent folk can become bloodthirsty monsters. I suppose on some level it could happen to humans, too. I needed that knife. My friends needed that knife. They might die without it. This person might kill them by keeping it. Folk didn't even need knives. This one was just doing it for fun.
Give it to me!
I suppose I didn't mean to take the mask off. Or maybe I did. But as I wrenched the dagger from their hand, my elbow pushed the goat head off their face.
What?
They were human. Just as human as me.
Ooh, did you find one?
I spy a human.
It was an accident.
I get the first pick!
I had one all night.
Stretched him out for me!
The knife was cold in my hand, but it pulsed, sending a thick, bassy thump up through my arm, beating through my chest. A folk nearby, a long, spindly thing, with too many stick-like legs, had a heartbeat. I could feel it. But folk didn't have heartbeats. Humans did.
How long do we wait?
They'll find us.
Can you tell how much time we have left?
I said they'll find us.
But what if they don't?
I'm not leaving them behind, Amber.
We should go back in. We should go back in and find them.
Thank hell you're tied together.
It's part of us. We wouldn't last long without it. Yeah.
It's... You're... Oh, I forgot.
Well, you're having a good Halloween, I assume.
Guys, it's me!
Hey, it's, you.
A dog walks into a bar!
Beg your pardon?
Never mind. I think I mistook you for someone else.
He should have kept his eyes open.
Glass?
Yes!
Grab that rope, copper. We gotta go.
I got the knife!
Great. Move.
We sprinted to the gate, our dagger pulsing in my hand. And behind me, above the shouting and laughter and crows, I thought I could still hear the goat person screaming as they ripped them to pieces.
It's been a pretty long time.
We got back moving again, Amber. We'll get out.
If we were stuck, we'd still be in the town. Stop touching it, sweetheart. You're gonna make it worse.
Sorry.
Sorry? Why are you
sorry?
Don't
apologize. You almost died.
Look at me. Are you all right?
Yeah. It just hurts.
That's not what I meant.
It was a human.
What was?
The one stabbing all the people. It was a human. They were using our knife to detect other humans.
This was the one that came at you? Come here. Once we're out of here, we'll find something better to put on your burn. And we'll wrap it up nicer. We'll find somewhere quiet to park, and you could get some rest when the sun comes up. It's over. You made it.
Glad you got out of there safe, cop.
I don't want to sound like I'm happy about any of this, but you did kind of save our hides for the solstice.
Yeah, you got our knife. We'd be screwed if it weren't for you.
You did good. I'm real proud of
you. Thanks, guys.
We already wrapped that knife up, right?
Yep. It's back in its towel prison until the solstice.
Good. Thing creeps me out.
Hey! And we're out!
We made it.
You see? It's just like I said. I don't know what everybody was so worried about.
When we pull over for Copper's medical stuff, I'm getting something pumpkin flavored, and I don't care how much it costs.
All right by me.
We might as well do something fun.
So, how about it, Copper? Want to get some consolation snacks before our 12-hour nap?
Pumpkin.
There they are.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween. Halloween.
Hymns for the Road is a podcast written and produced by Anna McGuire, starring Maurice Thomas as Silver, Pau Punganiban as Glass, Grizz Sibanek as Amber, Tabitha Bardal as Copper, and featuring Zane Schacht as the Goat Person, and Tariq Esau, Autumn Toller, Vincent Holmes, Justice Washington, and Anna McGuire as the Folk. Original music by Joshua David Mitchell. This episode's hymn is The Moss by Cosmo Sheldrake. Sign up for our newsletter at hodgepodgeaudio.com or support our work on patreon.com/findusalive. Thank you for listening, and happy Halloween.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. And now, during our Veterans Day sale, save 40% on the Sleep Number Special Edition smart bed. Limited time. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the reproductive rights amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.